First off, Bill, can I get your reaction to Daniel Alfredson's statements to us today that he's still feeling symptoms from the effects of that hit on Saturday?
Not great to hear. For me, it's, again, we're without our captain, one of our better players. Looks like for the weekend, so we're going to have to recover from that and continue to play without him until he's symptom-free and he's able to get back in the lineup.
What do you think you miss most about having a guy like that in your lineup?
Oh, he's not only the skill set that he has, but it's his leadership in the room and that getting the team prepared to play and handling momentum swings during the game. He has the ability to go on the ice and do things right. And I think that's the biggest part of him, is that he's a voice in the room that can settle things down when momentum's going the other way.
Is it natural to use this as a sort of a rallying cry or a rallying point?
I don't think we're going to do that and like turn it into a big deal. I think we're just going to get ready and play. Injuries happen all the time in the course of a season, and you're going to lose your best players and the other players. And it's like, I always like to say, it's an opportunity for someone to step up and play at a different spot or a different level. Maybe not a different level, but it's an opportunity for someone else to step in and play and show us that they can do their job, do a good job for us.
You hadn't talked to him yesterday. You've talked to him now, talked to Daniel. Do you feel encouraged at all by his determination to...
Well, I don't know if I'm encouraged by it. I mean, it's the encouraging thing for me was that he didn't have any headaches. But he still has some, if he exercises, has some queasiness or uneasiness, which is, I don't know if it's good or bad. But to me, the encouraging thing was that he doesn't have this constant... headache. So, but I don't know if that's good or bad either.
Losing Daniel, what's the offensively? What's the consequence on in terms of depth?
Well, he's a veteran player that hangs onto the puck and reads. He's been in the situation an awful lot of times, so he knows what to do with the puck, and he recognizes a scoring opportunity probably quicker than somebody else might, and he really would give the, he's such a good player without the puck as well, that it really gives you a line on the ice. Whatever line he's on, you know, is going to be a good line. It's a line you can depend on. So that dependability goes away when he's not there.
Did you work on today, coach, in practice to prepare for Montreal?
Go fast.
Okay.
Looks like Gold is all ready to come back.
It looks like it, yeah. I think he's scheduled to come back, and he should be available for the weekend.
Do you foresee any lineup changes?
We're contemplating them, yeah. I'm not sure if we haven't finally decided on anything yet, but we have to do a little bit more work in Montreal and make a decision based on that. But at this point, we haven't decided to do anything.
Anderson to start?
Yes. That we did decide.
Okay.
But forwards and defense, we haven't decided.
Given all the status, do you see him playing the back-to-back too?
I'm just going one game at a time. We'll see.
What's the plan, the blueprint is to develop Grundlett over the course of the season, managing his minutes, making sure that, you know, you protect him, but you let him develop at the same time?
Well, we want to, if he's playing, him and Callan, even DaCosta, all of our young players, if we have the ability to, when they're playing, like their seasons are going to go up and down much like everybody else's, and if we can catch the downs and they have another guy going up, and so keep the level of our team consistent is what we're going to try to do with all of them. And so if someone's, as they're heading in maybe into a downside, we put somebody else in and the team maintains it, and when they start to go back up, we can get them back in the lineup again and get them going. Those are the kind of things we talk about when we're managing their minutes when they're playing. If they're playing well in the game, we're going to play them. It's not like we decide that David Rundblad's going to play 13 minutes tonight, and then when we get to the 13 minutes on the clock, we don't play him anymore. If he's playing well, we'll play him 23. So the minute managing is more to do with, you know, how he's playing in the game, and then the in and out of the lineup is based on how he's playing.
Like you said the other day, I guess, in the work that you were trying to get Brian in at some point. And
I ask that question every day, yeah. I asked it again today. And we'll see what, and we'll ask it again tomorrow. And we'll make a decision based on what we think is best for the team, and we'll go from there. But we knew, we know that we have to, that he's a good player, and that we, that we're going to have to depend. Right now, he's the seventh guy, and that's just the way it's played out for him since the season started, and it's up to him when he gets in to make us keep him in.
Great. Anything else for Paul? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
You sure?
Yeah.
We could ask you about that, I guess.